Yesterday, Detroit City Council made a decision so sane, sensible, and rational, it may have left some flabbergasted. The council voted unanimously to transfer power for all day-to-day decisions back to the city's elected leadership. But at the same time, emergency manager Kevin Orr will remain on the job for issues having to do with Detroit's ongoing bankruptcy case. That trial is still going on in federal court in Detroit, proceedings that may continue for 3 more weeks. After that, Judge Stephen Rhodes will take as much time as he needs to consider his decision. At this point, it seems extremely unlikely that he'll reject the city's application outright. He could, however, require changes in Detroit's suggested blueprint for the future, the so-called plan of adjustment. Or could be there for a few weeks or months yet. Once the courts sign off on the city's plan, his responsibilities will end. Leaving him there for now, however, was a creative solution virtually nobody saw coming. When Governor Rick Snyder appointed Orr emergency manager a year and a half ago, it was taken for granted that city council would fire him at the first legal opportunity, which is now. Yet, after 16 hours of closed-door sessions, the council hammered out a solution that seemed amazingly wise. Now, this may not be as seamless as it first appears. Supposedly, Orr still has supreme powers for issues having to do with the bankruptcy, while the mayor and council, once again, have power over everything else. There could still be some gray areas of potential friction, especially if changes in the plan of adjustment are needed. But I don't expect this to be much of a problem. Yesterday's hugely encouraging solution is fundamentally a tribute to two men. First, Kevin Orr. Much of Detroit was predisposed to hate him when he was imposed on the city by Governor Rick Snyder. Detroiters had their political power stripped from them and given to some bankruptcy lawyer from Washington, D.C. Astonishingly, he gradually won many people over. Then there was Mike Duggan, the pudgy, bald, white politician from Livonia, who persuaded a city full of poor black people to elect him mayor because he has a reputation for getting the job done. To be sure, council deserves credit, too. Not long ago, this was perhaps America's most dysfunctional elected body. They seemed incapable of grasping economic reality and refused to make simple, rational decisions, such as allowing the state to fix up Belle Isle, a park the city could no longer afford to run. When Orr arrived, Council President Charles Pugh seemed more interested in his own personal fitness video than in the city's crisis. Pugh soon fled in a panic after it was learned that he had a relationship with a teenage boy. Detroit government looks very different today. However, this is anything but over. The mayor and council won't have complete authority for years. Their budget decisions will be subject to the approval of the state's Financial Review Commission. Staying solvent and working toward prosperous is not going to be easy. But yesterday, Detroit's elected leaders really did act like leaders. And that's the best and the most stunning news of all.